Good day, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, presenting your daily financial services news wrap on this 30th day of July, 2025. Let's take a look at today's major stories in the industry. First up, the University of New South Wales is facing critical reception for its latest addition to the curriculum, the DART 252, Generative AI for Artists. This new course, designed to explore how AI influences and shapes creative process, has sparked a vigorous debate within the student body and beyond. Critics express concerns over potential erosion of traditional art values and highlight the ethical and environmental implications. Yet, the university staunchly defends the course, stressing that it prepares students for a future where AI plays an integral role in various disciplines, including arts. This controversy might echo across the education sector, triggering greater focus on reconciling innovation with sustainability, ethics, and artistic tradition. Turning to technology and wealth management, Dash is setting new standards with its latest upgrade. Their platform now boasts enhanced features including expanded cross-border trading capabilities, multi-currency administration, and an overhauled performance suite tailored to meet diverse client needs. These next-generation upgrades come on the heels of Dash acquiring Integrated Portfolio Solutions, marking a significant growth point for the company, which now manages assets exceeding $18 billion. Ambitions are high, yet Dash remains discreet concerning future financial backing. From the finance sector to your superannuation, potential reform looms on the horizon. These reforming considerations hope to tackle wealth disparities posed by current superannuation tax concessions. Proposals on the table involve policy changes set to restructure tax rates on superannuation balances exceeding $3 million and unrealized gains. The progressive super surcharge proposal, aiming to implement a more equitable tax regimen, underscores the active discourse among stakeholders and decision makers. This focus on reform aims to ensure long-term fiscal sustainability while mitigating social inequality. Finally, let's discuss the housing market, where Sydney witnesses a notable surge. In the wake of persistent supply shortages and high net overseas migration, median house price has soared to a capped $722,443 as at the end of June, marking a considerable 2.6% rise this quarter. Unit prices have not been left behind either, surpassing $834,791, a record high. Market experts indicate a shortfall of up to 130,000 units over 5 years in New South Wales, urging for proactive state and federal policy interventions. With this housing stress, migrating for affordability is turning into a viable option for many. That wraps up your financial services news for today. Make sure to check financialservicesonline.com.au for up-to-date financial services and advice. This is Paige Estrotori. See you again tomorrow for another roundup of the day's significant stories.